Joe Bates.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 12 of Rank You Very Much. I don't know if you watched the Oscars last Sunday, but yes, we were the most nominated podcast of any podcast. We tied at zero, but we felt pretty good about it. As you know, Rank You Very Much is a podcast where you rank anything and everything with two guest experts who know all about our topic and me who don't know anything. In the last episode, episode 11, I fired my producer, Dan. We hired a new producer, Nick. How you doing, Nick?
Fantastic.
That's good. Nick, what's the topic for today's episode?
Today's topic is best wrestling finisher.
That is awesome. Who do we have, though? Who's our experts?
We've got two experts. We have Dave Grimes II, also known as Perry Von Vicious, formerly part of All Pro Wrestling and Action Coast Empire, current hilarious comedian as well. Also, we have former WWE star Antonio The Promise Thomas.
Not as good as Dave, but
it's really good to be me.
No, it is pretty good. Dave made me some pancakes this morning, and I'm on cloud nine. Feeling pretty good. I'm feeling good energy on this thing. But today, best wrestling finisher. Now, I grew up a little when I was watching wrestling, the Attitude Era. So, you know, I apologize if I have what they call an attitude in today's podcast. But I'm excited. So you, Antonio, you were WWE Ring of Honor.
Various points.
All Japan Pro Wrestling.
The past 12 years, yes.
Like, on the list of finishers, I'll read them off in a bit. How many of these between you and Dave have you guys actually had put on you or a version of?
Oh, wow.
Actually, guess while they're looking at the list, I'll read it off. Today's list of 15 finishers, yes, 15, folks. We have CM Punk's Go to Sleep, Undertaker's Tombstone Piledriver, Triple H's Pedigree, the Great Muta Moonsault, The Million Dollar Dream for Ted DiBiase, Stone Cold Stunner, Iron Sheik's Camel Clutch, Mankind's Mandible Claw, Jake the Snake's DDT, The Rock's Rock Bottom, Shawn Michaels' Sweet Chin Music, Ric Flair's Figure Four, The Hulk Hogan Leg Drop, and the Superfly Splash, and Randy Orton's RKO. I think I said that.
I actually had Jimmy Snuka super fly me with the splash back in like 2003. So I've had all of these done to me at various points, but only the super fly has been done by the actual man himself. I would give anything to have Hogan's leg drop done by Hulk Hogan himself.
That might be the only move he could do left nowadays.
No, I don't even think he could do that. I just run into his fist.
That's pretty good. I have a total of 11 of these that I've taken, none of which have I taken from the person who made it famous.
Track. He has notes and he has a photographic memory.
That's true. I'm a huge nerd.
What? No, hey, that's why I started the podcast. I'm a huge nerd, so I'm a fan of. That is awesome. So, just real quick, when you're classifying the best wrestling finisher, and what criteria needs to be met for a best wrestling finisher?
It has to be, well, first of all, it has to be memorable. The fans have to be into it. The fans must anticipate it. And it's going to be able to be put on anybody, any size, at any time. From a worker standpoint. And as I was saying, with anticipation, the fans, you got to be able to tease it in a match. So many times you'll see Shawn Michaels go for a super kick and the guy rolls out under the ring. Hogan, well, not so much Hogan, but, you know, Austin would go for the stunner. A guy pushes him off and something else. There's that anticipation of not knowing when it's going to happen.
The audience knowing.
What about the sharpshooter? There's no sharpshooter on here.
Well, the submissions are it's a little bit difficult. Like, obviously, they're fantastic to watch, but sometimes the submission moves are not as great as just a giant slam or just the guy's head going into the mat. In my eyes, of what I've seen, I think from what our fans of Ranky Much sent us. Dave, how about you? What criteria are you considering?
I like something that's really recognizable. You know, maybe someone else does the move and everyone immediately goes, "I know what that is. I know why that hurts." They're not necessarily saying, "Oh, you know, that move only works when The Undertaker does it, or that move only works when Stone Cold does it. They're just going, oh man, that looks like that guy got really messed up right now. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
No, I think like Dave was saying, and what would I not want to have happen to me? If I started a fight with any of these guys and they're like, I'm going to do this to you, I would say,
it's got to be well known. It's got to be recognizable. It's got to be, are kids doing it out on playgrounds? Am I able to do it when I was a kid? Yeah. Am I able to do it on my little sister you know?
Throw them on the mattress or throw whatever absolutely. Pad you have in the backyard. Yeah.
Do other athletes from other sports, you know, you see MMA fighters. There was one of Daniel Cormier and somebody else. They were doing Stone Cold Stunners. They were doing Rock Bottoms, Hogan Leg Drops. Everybody knows that stuff. Yeah. Whether those three moves there, everybody knows whether you're a wrestling fan or you never watched wrestling. So if the casual average fan that doesn't even watch wrestling knows about it, then... Mm.
You know. If you could walk down the street and look over in somebody's yard and you see someone doing a moonsault, you're like, hey, it's the moonsault over there. Also a little bit dangerous, but you know,
right.
Kids being kids.
All right, let's get to this.
Yeah, let's get this. Our first thing we do is a veto round. We're all gonna go through. Go from Antonio to Dave to me. We're gonna take one of these off the list until we get to a final six. So Antonio, looking at this list, what one of these finishers you're like is not the best? Let's just get it off right now.
Get the go to sleep off there.
Oh, the CM Punk go to sleep. Wow, I love
CM Punk, but it's Kenta's move. He took the name from it. He took the move from it. Which every move is stolen. Everything in wrestling is stolen pretty much at some point. But
my understanding, it seems like the Guerreros and in Japan, they pretty much make all the moves.
No, not really.
Again, I don't know much. I'm just guessing.
No, no.
That's why you bring an expert on.
Yeah, that's why I hire you guys.
No, any professional wrestling is the same as amateur wrestling, is the same as jiu-jitsu, is the same of judo. It's all the same moves from... You know, not a super fly splash, but all the holds, the submissions, the maneuvers, it's all related to each other. It's just tailored to professional wrestling. But the go to sleep, I don't think it's been around as long as the others. And I think people know who CM Punk is definitely, but they don't, recognize that move as much as they do the others from the Attitude Era, from the 80s era, even the Pedigree. Pedigree or go to sleep, one of those.
All right, no, we get go to sleep off the list. First one off, CM Punk. He just walked out. He just walked out of this podcast. He's not coming back. I don't know where he went, but
I don't think the fans are gonna hijack this podcast either.
Yeah, no,
I'm not gonna start chanting his name.
All right. Yes. Dave, what are you looking at? What's the next veto going to be?
I'm going to say I want to get rid of the RKO.
The RKO. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a move that, you know, it meets a lot of our criteria for what's a good move. But my problem is whenever I've watched it, it doesn't look like he's hurting anyone. It doesn't, like, the guy who's taking it doesn't look like he's actually being hurt at all. It looks like he's hurting himself quite a bit.
Getting his face driven into the mat.
Whoa. I mean, okay, admittedly.
That's fine.
I will say the good thing about the RKO is it's one of those moves that you never know what's going to happen. Just boom.
Exactly, yes.
It's a good thing, but it is also Randy Orton. So, like,
Right before we started this, we watched the clip of him catching Evan Bourne out of the Shooting Star Press with it.
Sure.
And we were all just like, what did he just do? And so if it was that way every time, I'd keep it. But, you know, it was like once, maybe twice he did that.
Yeah, and again, it's an understandable, like, compared to what we're looking at here. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for a lot of these to get to this final six. I'll take the next veto. I'm going to... You know, I love the character, but I'm going to have to take out Mankind's Mandible Claw.
Yeah, I can agree with that, definitely.
It's definitely a cool move. You see the sock, crowd gets excited, but at the same time, he's putting a sock in a guy's mouth. that's a bit gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's gross and it's terrible, but I don't know that it would make me lose consciousness.
I guess it depends on the sock.
It's a fair point.
But all right, that's good. Smooth going through that first round. You're gonna keep up the pace. I'm feeling good. Antonio, what's the next one you're taking off?
I will probably take the Pedigree off.
The Pedigree. Triple H's double underhook face busting.
So let me be the one to press this issue. What do you have against the Pedigree?
You say the Pedigree. I don't have anything against it, but you say the Pedigree to the average fan, they're not going to think of wrestling. You don't see when people are, like I said, when kids are on the playgrounds, when people are messing around in grappling class or jujitsu class, they're not doing Pedigrees. They're not doing, go to sleeps. They're doing rock bottom, stone cold stunners, Hogan leg drops, splashes, choke slams. The Pedigree is just, and I'll just say it, Triple H is a phenomenal worker, but he's not on the level of a Rock or a Stone Cold or a Hogan in terms of people being familiar with him. They know the name, but even if people know the average person on the street, oh, Triple H, yeah, he's a wrestler. I don't know what his finisher is. Probably what they're gonna say.
They're gonna say the guy who spits the water, right?
It's true. Like when I'm in the grocery store and someone's taken way too long in line in front of me, I don't daydream about giving them a Pedigree.
Yeah, you're not
exactly. It's nothing against the move. I mean, there's awesome variations of it and whatnot. And there's so many ways as a worker that you can tease it and you can get out of it and you can counter it.
Yeah.
And it's awesome for a match because you can do so many things with it. I don't think like I want to give this person in front of me in line. I don't want to give them a, Pedigree. I'd rather give them a choke slam or a stunner and then flip them off.
That's awesome. All right, Dave, what do you got following up this one?
All right, I'm getting ready to break this podcast and make you all humble. I think I gotta get rid of the camel clutch.
The camel clutch, Iron Sheik.
That's fine.
I just want to mention at this point, is there a better person on Twitter?
Yes, there's a lot. I don't even think he writes I unfollowed him because some of the stuff is just like it's not even him doing it. There's no way the guy even knows how to operate a cell phone.
Yeah, that's,
and he's going to be on Twitter. Are you serious?
That's the lone reason I agree with that statement is because I don't think he could possibly be using a phone or a computer to do that.
Yeah, I think Bill Murray's Twitter is awesome because there's so much. He just has awesome shit that it's like, oh my god, that he's so correct. I wish I thought of that. The Iron Sheik, no, it's just
you're saying you don't think
that I make you humble. It's the same. He was cool when he first went on the Howard Stern show, but it's like, dude, like 5 years ago was he was done with as far as I was concerned. It's so like it's not even funny anymore.
You're not super into like
2008.
So it doesn't make you pop huge when he's like Chris Brown, you raisin ball motherfucker. That's not what you're on Twitter for, huh?
He's not normally thinking Miley Cyrus should eat 1,000 dicks and shit on a bed or whatever the hell.
Not really, because like an 8-year-old could say that. Just like an 8-year-old could flip anybody off. That doesn't mean it's,
I think I would actually prefer seeing an 8-year-old do that.
I would.
That'd be funny.
Just flipping people off and dropping.
That's like, well, let me throw this back at you. It's like a comedian going on stage and just not saying anything of substance, but just swearing and trying to, it's like dude, enough. Like, stop.
I will say, if that comedian was Iron Sheik, I would really would enjoy it.
I think that these are all fair points against the Camel Clutch.
Yeah. That's great. Okay, I'll continue this thing. And now, I know we have a certain wrestler who likes this one a lot, but I'm going to have to remove the Million Dollar Dream.
That's hard.
I love Ted DiBiase. If his finisher was knock a basketball out of somebody's hands before they get the 10th triple.
Now that's funny.
That would be what I would feel.
I would put the everybody knows what a sleeper hold is, because it's a rear naked choke. Cops use it to put people to sleep. You see it in MMA and jiu-jitsu. But this is a different variation. I mean, I would have no problem if the sleeper was on this list, but who actually mainstream-wise has popularized that, and really nobody has.
They'll put it on a newer wrestler as for a little bit as their submission finisher, and then it just kind of goes by the wayside after a while.
Yeah, like Roddy Piper used it for years, but it wasn't like a thing people looked forward to him doing.
Yeah, like I know Ziggler had it for a little bit, and they let Ziggler put Kali in a sleeper, and that was just an odd-looking thing.
Everything Kali does looks odd.
Yeah. That is true. He is an odd man. All right. Well, this is now the first time ever, because we usually have a list of 12, and this one, there's so many good wrestling finishers. We have a list of 15. We're doing a third round of vetoes, and again, you know, let's keep the train whatever train's doing. Antonio, what are you looking at? You're saying, you know, obviously the list is getting tougher now. We got 9 left. At this point, you got to agree, Antonio, it's pretty tough to take some of these off.
It's getting tough.
I'm going to take one of these out. Was the Tombstone on there?
Yeah, yep. The Tombstone's one of the 9 left.
Shit, yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
The Tombstone pile driver?
Yeah.
What's your reasoning for taking off one of the Undertakers?
Once again,
the Undeads.
It has nothing to do with has nothing to do with the wrestler. It has to do with the move itself. Do you say, I hate this person, I hate my boss, I want to tombstone him? Nah, you're probably going to say, I want to powerbomb him, I want to chokeslam him, I want to super kick him, I want to rock bottom him. Things that people are synonymous with.
I had this little kid bugging me, and I did want to tombstone him. That's just eight. I just wanted to do a
leaping tombstone. Plus, with the obesity rate in this country, there is there aren't many people that you could probably pick up to tombstone. It'd be much easier to just super kick someone out of nowhere and just say "fuck you." So
yeah, no, that's totally true. I'm not gonna. My boss is probably weighs 350 pounds, so I'm probably just gonna. I'll just shove him. Much of the show would be the shove. That's how threatening a person I think I am.
That's okay. I can agree with that, with vetoing the tombstone.
Well, yeah, it's falling through the criteria. How about you there, Dave? What are you thinking?
Oh man, there's a lot of good stuff left. I hate to get rid of this one, because it's a legit move. You can really hurt someone with it, and I think that, you know, legitimacy is a big deal with it. But I got to get rid of the figure four.
The figure four, Ric Flair, the Nature Boy.
It's hard to, man. Oh,
Dave, God. Ric Flair has spent more money on spilt liquors at bars.
I know.
Yes,
I know.
That's a great promo.
I know, and. Maybe I'm just jealous because I'm not a kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, jet flying, limousine riding son of a gun. Maybe that's what's happening.
Wait a minute. I thought the figure four was the Miz's move.
It looks
a lot different promo to the I'm awesome to the wheeling, dealing, son of a gun.
It looks does it?
Hey, the Miz can cut a very good promo. He's just been pretty much neutered the last 2 years, three years.
I mean, he got his big moment. You know?
The guy tries. It's just, you know, that's a whole other topic, but the machine will do what they want with you, I guess.
No, it's definitely a guy who's working his ass off to get where he is, but they're like, you're going to do this. You know, I'm sorry. But I know what you're doing. But
it wouldn't do anyone favors to have, do a segment with Ric Flair where they pass on the figure four to him, regardless of who it is.
Yeah.
It's Ric Flair. We don't want to really see anyone else
kind of do that.
The figure four, not just yet. Yeah. So, yeah, all right.
I'm feeling.
So, what's the next one?
That's funny. All right. Well, I got to take one of these off. This is tough. This is tough, and I feel like I'm gonna have to take the moonsault off.
Oh, okay.
And
is that still on there?
Yeah, not anymore.
I guess so. I mean, it was until just now.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
It's a great. It's a move that looks really cool. But I also say it's a move that doesn't look like it may hurt that person as much. It's just a move that looks really cool from what I see. I mean, I know it's a person landing on a person, but
it's belly button
stuff. No, I missed that one on my last veto. I probably would have taken that over the Tombstone. So.
Oh, Tombstone could have made the top six. No.
We can't. Yeah. We can't go back.
It's the veto round.
No backsies.
You listen to the show. You know the veto round definitely. It's gone. It's gone.
It's gone. So our top six.
We're down to our top six, which I am a little bit surprised how it ended up. Not for all of them, but for some of them. The Superfly Splash, the Hogan Leg Drop, Shawn Michaels Sweet Chin Music, the Rock Bottom, Jake the Snake's DDT, and Stone Cold Stunner as the final six. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to just mention one of them. We're going to talk about it, say it should be in the top three or not. Let's start off with the Superfly Splash. What are your feelings on it, guys?
Ooh. I think it's a move that you could definitely daydream about giving to someone because there's a lot of impact. It's easy to do. You know, if you got a guy down, you can give them a Superfly.
Yeah. You got a chance.
I just think anyone growing up or born in the 80s or 90s knows, even though the guy hasn't been on TV in however many years, everybody knows the Superfly Splash. And I think there's some good ones on there, but I nominated it. I noticed it when it wasn't on the original list, so I'm sticking with it. So
that's fine,
especially anyone that has seen Superfly off the cage knows that.
Here's what I'm thinking. I mean, sure, Superfly Splash, great, but is it as good as Hornswoggle's Tadpole Smash?
Yes.
But what is a midget doing? It's a Hornswoggle. No, I'm just joking. All right. Well, it looks like that one's going to be a top three.
Barring Golden Corral on a Sunday afternoon after church services, if you ask anyone in the country what a Superfly is, they're going to know that it's a splash.
Yeah.
But on someone else.
So the Golden Corral is the only.
You go into a Golden Corral or you go into a Southern Baptist church, and they're going to think of Superfly as being a 70s movie, funk movie, or a song. But everybody else, and they might even say that it's Jimmy Superfly Snuka. So it's got my vote.
That's a strong endorsement. Pretty good.
Well, welcome to Georgia, where the Superfly means something else. That's a weird state slogan. That's funny.
Looks good on a billboard, though.
No, it is good. It fits well. It's not that many words.
Was that over some people's heads?
No, hey, look. I'm a
Have you ever been to a Golden Corral on a Sunday afternoon after church services?
Yeah, no. I think our listeners are...
A lot of yellow and purple zoot suits and large hats with flowers, okay?
Fans of Farouk.
we're getting Antonio riled up.
There's one thing that I don't like. It's people who don't know what the real Superfly is.
Okay, so what is the consensus that Superfly makes it to top three?
It's looking like that. Let's go on the Hogan leg drop. Now, everyone knows the Hogan leg drop.
For sure.
Understandable. But it does seem like a pretty easy thing to do.
It also doesn't really look like it hurts at all.
You can't take this off. It's Hulk Hogan. Hey, guys, I'm going to give you my top three right now. It's a Stone Cold Stunner, which is number one, far and away. And then Hogan leg drop and the Superfly. As a wrestling move, I think the DDT is number one because it's fucking awesome, and Jake the Snake was great at it. The others are fine, but there's Hulk Hogan, Austin. Everybody knows who they are. They're the Babe Ruths of – Hogan's the Babe Ruth of wrestling. Okay, so you say name me two baseball players. People are going to say Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle or whatever. Yeah. Well, that's Austin and Hogan. Okay, Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson. That's Austin, that's Hogan. They're there. Whatever they do, they can do no wrong. They get my vote. That's my top three right there. The others, sorry.
Yeah, wow. I the Jake the Snake DDT, totally a great one, but it's also, it looks awesome. And it looks fantastic when he does it. And Jake the Snake, one of my favorite old school guys. But I can agree not being in the top three. Rock Bottom, that was one I considered vetoing. I love The Rock. The Rock is amazing. But The Rock Bottom itself, it's not a fantastic finish. People probably remember the People's Elbow more than The Rock Bottom. And Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, you're right.
What?
You're right. I didn't even think of that.
And even the People's Elbow, it's not even that, like... It's just an elbow to the chest, which every wrestler has a pretty good chest, so they they should know. And then Shawn Michaels' Sweet Chin Music. Now, I like that one a lot.
Yeah,
I like that one a lot. It's like the RKO in the sense any second, all of a sudden you're getting Sweet Chin Music.
When he wants to, there can be a really great build up and a huge anticipation for it.
The Heartbreak Kid, awesome wrestler, just one of those guys.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, just. He's great at selling. He's great at selling. He's great at just hitting his moves. He's fantastic. So I would almost say now it's hard to say. The Superfly Splash is amazing, but I almost like the Sweet Chin Music a little bit better than the Superfly Splash.
Oh, well, okay. So I agree. If you're a fan and you know wrestling, but like what Antonio has been saying to the casual fan, the kid on the playground. You know, they're not likely to be holding onto the monkey bars, stomping their foot, and then get a running start and hit a super kick. They're much more likely to climb up top and try to jump on their friend.
That's true. But I don't know. I would kick a guy in the face.
That's the number one I daydream about doing to people I don't like move.
The Sweet Chin Music?
Yeah.
You find out you're a little bit flexible if you turn and bend your body. You can kind of get your leg a little higher.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do it in mom jeans, and that's what Shawn Michaels is finding out in his latter years here.
As long as it's camo, it's good.
His cowboy hat falls off every time.
That's what the Shawn Michaels hunting show nowadays is, him just super kicking deer. He just goes up and goes, that's a 10-point buck super kick.
Why? Who needs a gun?
Who needs a gun? He's got a scope on his ankle. Super kicking
bears.
I would make good money to watch Shawn Michaels super kick a bear.
Oh, fuck. We forgot. Oh, my God.
What did we forget?
We forgot Randy Savage's elbow. Randy Savage. Was that originally? Fuck. That's up there with the Superfly.
That was one of the ones considered on the list. I mean, the Macho Man, the elbow drop is fantastic.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Nobody's perfect. I mean, Mr. Perfect
except,
is.
Except Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect did this podcast in 5 minutes.
Is a squash match for him.
So we have three. So what is our third?
So we got Hogan leg drop, Stone Cold Stunner. It seems that Antonio wants a Superfly. I want the Sweet Chin Music. Dave, what do you think should be the third one here?
Oh, boy. You're putting me in a tough spot.
I know. I don't mean
that. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm gonna throw the red herring in, and I'm going to say the Macho Man elbow drop. But what I think we should do is we take those three, And to figure out which one is in the final three, we go to the producer, Nick.
Well, just...
Nick, you got to sound a little bit more excited than...
Come on, man. Assert yourself. Sound confident. Come on.
You have the longest tongue in the world.
It's true. If people know this, Nick actually has the longest tongue in recorded history.
Andy Savage would use his tongue a lot. So if that has any influence on your decision.
I'm going to go using my tongue.
You're just going to close your eyes and...
Off of it. No, just off of names alone. I have to throw back to Tombstone because I just... I just want good pizza.
Oh God!
Seriously.
All right, I'm throwing Nick out. I'm eliminating him from Rumble, and I'm gonna come back in, and I'm gonna say, let's go with the Sweet Chin Music.
Sweet Chin Music, final three.
It was a tough call.
It's tough. So now we got you know what? I'll give you this. Even though it's got the top three, it seems. The agreement is Leg Drop and Stone Cold Stunner is final two.
For sure.
Yes.
That even though the Sweet Chin Music and Superfly Splash is great, it's not those moves.
Mm-hmm.
No. Which is fantastic. So the Stone Cold Stunner, did Stone Cold always have that move? I don't know the pure history.
No.
Where did that move originate?
Was that the Ace Crusher? That Johnny Ace used
The Ace Crusher was the RKO and
RKO. That's right. I don't know who came up with the stunner, but someone did before Austin did. But Austin, it became popular when he kicked McMahon for the first time and stunned him.
And then McMahon sold like a fish that had been pulled out of a river.
Yeah,
a seizure.
and then it was fucking over as anything.
When he added the flipping the guy off, that like it's almost like that finisher would not be the same if
when he got rid of Ted DiBiase, he got rid of the $1 million dream, and then when he started with one of the King of the Ring, the early beginnings of Stone Cold, I don't know what he probably honestly put his feet on the ropes or pulled the trunks for some of those. Of those wins until he found the Stone Cold Stunner, but I don't know.
I really like the evolution of the Stunner because it started as just the Stunner the first few times he did it, and then it was Kick Stunner, and then it was Middle Fingers Kick Stunner.
Yes,
Middle Finger Kick Stunner is
the classic.
Absolutely, yes.
So then, I gotta go. So the Hogan Leg Drop. My understanding is that. They are like, Hogan, we need you to have a finisher, but you can only do certain things. So how about the leg drop?
Well, I think what happened was that was an era the wrestlers were monstrously huge. I mean, he was wrestling Andre the Giant and King Kong Bundy. And sure, he could slam him like once, but you know he destroyed himself doing it. So for a finisher, he had to pick something that he could do on a nightly basis.
Right, because the dropping that leg drop on a nightly basis has nothing to do with him being unable to walk.
It's taken its toll, but I think it was more realistic than asking him to give the attitude adjustment to Andre the Giant every night or like an F5 or something.
It was awesome because you knew it was coming. It was Hogan. It was he hit the big boot. He hit the ropes. It was the leg drop. Yeah. It was fucking awesome. Hogan, man.
His hair is flowing in the wind. His mustache is flowing in the wind.
He'd hit that big boot.
Exactly, man.
He'd hit the big boot, and he'd walk around the guy, pointing at the guy and looking with his eyes big at the crowd. Like, brothers.
It's Hogan, man. It's Hogan. It's enough said.
I think the best way to figure this out, Hogan versus Stone Cold.
Oh.
In a match.
WrestleMania 30.
Next
month. Next month.
Could you imagine how slow a match that would be?
I don't think anyone with the two of them in the shape they're in wants to see that match anymore. Like, if anyone's really honest with themselves, they don't want to see it.
It's not happening. Let's not be like Dream World. Like, I just started watching wrestling 5 minutes ago, and I'm going to book
dream matches here. I don't want to see that. Those guys don't want to do it. There's a reason it hasn't been done before when it was possible.
Another grapple.
Let's let it be. Let's enjoy Steve Austin's podcast and him telling it the way pretty much the way wrestling should be. Him and Jim Ross both. But anyway, I think this is tough, but
let's get it down to a vote. So Antonio, Hogan leg drop, Stone Cold Stunner. What are you thinking here?
Just because I think people know them. I guess it kind of depends on when you grew up, when you got into wrestling. For me, it was 8 years old seeing Hogan, bigger than life. So I got to go with Hogan, but I could totally see anyone picking the Stone Cold Stunner, because if you go to anyone, you go into a mall, you go in any public place, you say, hey, show me a wrestling move or do a wrestling move for me. It's going to be probably going to be a kick to the gut and a Stone Cold Stunner. or someone is going to wave their hand to their ear, Hulk up, and
the energy of the fans is allowing me to do this leg drop right now.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
All these Hulkamaniacs and Hot Topic, brother.
It's Hogan. It's Hogan. Leg drop.
All right, Dave, what are you thinking here?
It is as hard a decision as Antonio spells it out to be. It really is. My first thought was Stunner, because who hasn't dreamt of flipping their boss off, kicking them in the gut, dropping them with a stunner, popping open a beer, and heading home early for the day? But I think I have to go with the leg drop, because really, when if you think about it in a more pure way, think back to when you were a kid on the playground, what you really wanted to do was you wanted to give someone a boot to the face. You wanted to run around the playground shaking your fists and shaking your head, not letting anything get you down, point to everyone else on the playground, have them cheer your name, and then drop a leg.
I always want to do a Sister Abigail on them. That was always my idea.
You spend a lot of time on playgrounds now, I think, is the issue.
Yeah, that's my problem. Is I'm just always on playgrounds now. And that's...
beating up all the kids.
I shouldn't say that on the podcast. But, some of those kids, between that and tombstoning them, I guess, my vote doesn't even matter, Dave. Hogan leg drop is the finisher. That's who you're voting. That is amazing. I obviously, it's Hulk Hogan. It's fantastic. Yeah. But I am surprised that he ended up winning this. I really was going to put all my chips on Stone Cold Stunner here.
Oh, wow.
That is...
You could.
It's just fantastic. That's what I was going to vote. I was going to vote Stunner. Grew up in the Attitude Era. That vest with skulls on it. The whole just coming up. You hear the glass crack. You just know. The whole world knows what's happening.
Yeah, that's true.
And again, yeah. But I will say, I
think
wanted to put Ultimate Warrior on this list just because I love him.
His finisher. No, you're just putting the Ultimate Warrior on the list.
just Ultimate Warrior. He would be beyond the finisher.
He doesn't touch anyone. His music hits, he runs out, and everyone's down.
His snarling and breathing.
his teased hair.
The fact that you could see his pulse when he was on camera.
That's So who do you think is crazier, Iron Sheik or Ultimate Warrior?
That's a different list.
Craziest wrestler.
Yeah. Flip a coin. They're crazy in their own respective way. I mean,
yeah. I think I would want to run into Warrior less. Like I would much less want to run into him somewhere.
Like I'd much rather have a car ride with the Iron Sheik, because it'd be fun and entertaining. The Warrior would probably, you'd just hear all his wax philosophical about his theories and bullshit. And I don't even know the guy, but he just seems like,
a lot of conservative politics.
Yeah, probably. I could care less about don't
Yeah.
Nothing political. Just leave me out of that shit. Just pure entertainment. Yeah. Definitely the Iron Sheik.
We're not paying any wrestler to be a politician. Not even Kane.
What about Jesse the Bod Ventura?
Okay. That's a low blow, buddy.
He was so good at Predator.
I'm voting for Predator.
That's a good, Predator's finisher of turning invisible and shooting. Yeah, that's good. So that's the finisher, Hulk Hogan's leg drop. I am shocked, and and you, the viewers, if you have any reasons why you don't think it should be, feel free to write me at the contact page, thefuturecomedy.com. That's where you can find articles and the podcast. Thank you very much. Antonio, I gotta ask you. What's going on these days with what you're doing and stuff? Do you have a blog to plug? Twitter?
Oh yeah, Twitter at Promise Thomas. Pretty simple. Hit me up. Unfollow me if you don't like what I tweet about. I tweet about a little bit of pro wrestling, a lot of sports. A lot of fantasy sport stuff, MMA, and just whatever weird observations of whatnot. I don't think there's anyone. Nah, fuck it. Who the fuck am I kidding? There's no one listening to this from this area. So I have a ring sport training gym where. I myself train, and I train other prospective wrestlers and current wrestlers, doing that, just doing a lot of grappling and MMA stuff, doing shows here and there, and just staying busy and being happy.
That's awesome.
And missing Perry Von Vicious and Dave Grimes.
Real quick, what is the email where people can contact you if they want to train at Ring Sport?
RingSportProWrestling@gmail.com.
RingSportProWrestling@gmail.com. That's awesome. I don't know if I saw this correctly. Did Belfort just drop out for the UFC thing? I think they were.
Something. Yeah. They banned testosterone. They banned testosterone in Nevada, so pretty much he can't take the steroids he's been taking for the fight. That was scheduled in May, so
that's
he pulled out of the fight because he didn't want to fight without his drugs.
I'd like to really quickly personally vouch for Ring Sport training. Anyone who's thinking of being a pro wrestler, 100%. That's where I trained. That's where I learned before I was wrestling. Antonio was my trainer, and it's an incredible place to learn. Great teachers.
That's awesome.
A lot of people had a hand in helping Dave, and I was just one of them. And I was very proud to work with him and to know him and to see where he's come from when he first started putting his matches on YouTube before they even happened. We all miss you. Dr. Heresy says hello to you and H. We all miss you and hope you you come back out here.
I'll say this. I'm out in May. I have some free weekends. I will bring my gear. And if you can make it happen, I'll see you in the ring.
Oh, man, we're having a crowd on the podcast.
Yes.
Antonio, what do you have to say to Perry
Von Vicious? Let's do it. Let's get. Yeah, that's it. You're on, man.
I will make it happen. I will.
Power League Wrestling. We're gonna turn it into Promise League Wrestling.
No! It's gonna be Perry League Wrestling.
Perry Von, you name the time, date, place, anywhere. I'm sitting in a CVS parking lot.
I'm hopping online southwest.com right now. I'm buying my plane ticket.
Dear you stay God, in that parking lot. I'm on my music.
Way.
That is awesome. Dave, how about you? You got a Twitter to book or a Twitter to book?
Better get your plane ticket parking lot and my flip flops and my high socks.
That
hey, what Twitter are you booking? Come on.
Okay, I'm gonna book my Twitters. So I got two. Everyone should follow me at my much more active Twitter, D Grimes Comedy. You can also use that to find me on Facebook. That's where I post all my stand-up shows. That's where I post funny puns and jokes and things that don't make any sense most of the time. However, if you're looking for my professional wrestling persona, at Perry Von Vicious on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube.com/Perry Von Vicious. Pretty much anywhere you go, Perry Von Vicious, you'll find me.
That's awesome. I'm Joe Bates. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22 or at The Future Comedy. Or you can follow friend of the website, The Future of Comedy website, TheFutureComedy.com. Talent Scout Robot at Talent Scout Robo. So, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on the website. You guys, you contact stuff you want to hear different things ranked. Let me know. We're always looking for ideas from you guys, our fans. Before we go, another big thank you for Antonio Thomas and Dave Grimes. You guys appreciate it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate you taking the time and for reaching out and having me on your show. Hopefully, I will.
I'll tag you on
social media.
I'll tag you on that Twitter I'm booking.
Yeah, you book that Twitter, and I'll start booking that Twitter as well. So thank you.
That's awesome.
And book that flight, book that match, PVV, because we get a date in May. And I am going to give you an atomic leg drop.
Oh, brother, you don't want to face my leg drop.
Probably not, no.
This is going to be a kick to the face because you're going to trip and fall.
I've gotten really uncoordinated since I stopped wrestling regularly.
That's awesome. Not really uncoordinated.
I see.
If you're uncoordinated,
you know, you talk a big game when you're 3,000 miles away, Antonio.
I'll talk a big game when you're 3 inches away from me. So book that flight, Southwest Airlines, open seating, sit wherever you want, be the first on the plane, sit right in the back near the bathroom because you're going to be shitting your pants the whole time because you know, you are on your way to meet your maker. And that, Perry Von Vicious, is a promise.
That is awesome.
And with that, I bid you all a fond farewell. Thank you.
Thank you, Antonio. Appreciate it, folks. That's thank you very much. You're welcome. Best Hulk Hogan leg drop. Best finisher. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
You're fired.
You can find all of Rank You Very Much. If you enjoyed this episode, thank you for listening. You can find Rank You Very Much on Facebook every Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern. We do a live show, as well as YouTube. You can subscribe on YouTube to Rank You Very Much. I'm Joe Bates. Thank you guys so much for listening. And also, thanks to Blog Talk Radio every Friday, I believe at 4 p.m. Eastern. So keep on listening, keep on commenting, and if you go on the Facebook page, you can give us ideas on what you want to hear on future shows. But guys, thank you so much. You're fantastic, and I love each and every one of you equally, except for you, Francine, except for you.